Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion
or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub, Lots of Hot Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. And the story of Madison lives in the Wisconsin State Journal. Subscribe today at madison.com/story. John Tanjay, 4 of 4 from distance. Just hit one from long range. And one, Sebastian Mack was called for the foul. 11:40 left of the first half. Wisconsin 22, UCLA 14.
And I said this during the break. I know it. We all want this game to end the right way with Wisconsin winning, okay? That being said, if something happens, it doesn't work out. The way that John Tanjay is shooting the basketball, it's a good thing for March. Mm-hmm. He needed a game like this. He needed a start like this to build that confidence. Not that he lost the confidence, but we know the way he shot the ball over the last 6 games.
Yeah, he hit a couple yesterday, but over his last 6, 10 out of 39 from the three-point line. 2 of 5 yesterday, so...
You can
definitely
see it started, right?
Yeah.
But as a player, when you start a game like this, when you start a game like this, your confidence is ultra high. And I think that's the biggest thing, Badger fans, you take away from here. Because we've seen when John Tanjay gets like this, what it does for the other players.
Yep.
Because now all of a sudden, UCLA attention, they are going at, hello, where is number 9?
Yeah.
Where is it? We can't lose him.
Well, they're going to find him now. And, you know, as you mentioned, he had a little something to say to Sebastian Mack. These teams had a little something to say to each other back in January. So here we go again. Long-time rivals, Wisconsin and UCLA, apparently.
Very long time. He goes all the way back to?
January.
I was just going to say. Yeah.
Even in the handshake line, there was a slight dust-up. Tanjay with a free throw. It rattles through. It's a 4-point play and a 9-point lead for Wisconsin.
And this is how the game started in L.A. as well.
Yep.
And it was Wisconsin in control until there was a flagrant foul, which was a very questionable flagrant foul called at the end of the half.
Here's Sky Clark, dribbles in the lane. Fadeaway jumper good for Clark. His first points, 23-16 Wisconsin. And the three-quarter look continues defensively from UCLA. Klesman dribbles across the line to the right side. Got double-teamed. He's in trouble. It's out of the double-team with a throw to Nolan Winter. He'll toss to Blackwell. 11-10 left in the half. 23-16 Wisconsin. Winter high on the right against Adai Mora. Now Tanjay off the right wing. Out to Xavier Amos. He'll try a three. He'll hit a three. Xavier Amos joins the party. 26-16 Wisconsin.
Know your role. What has X been doing? Hey, space the floor. That's what you do.
The Badgers are 7 of 8 from the three-point line so far. Here's Clark driving in lane. Shots knocked away. Adai Mora is there low on the left. Missed the chip shot. Rebound. Amos and Clark get tied up. Arrow to UCLA. It's good work by X in there.
I was thinking the same thing. X, way to get dirty a little bit. Mm-hmm. Put your face in there. It's all right.
Yeah, that's what they are looking for out of him. Very good athlete. Can shoot the three. Can make the highlight plays. But something about
Wisconsin.
Gotta get
dirty a little bit. Yeah, I mean, you have
absolutely.
It's what you have to do.
Inbounding will be Sky Clark. Kamari McGee back in for Blackwell, by the way. Inbounds pass to Kobe Johnson. He'll throw it to Mack against Max Klesman. Bounce pass Daly. He's with Amos. Daly, baseline left. Powers it up over everything. No good. Adai Mora reaching up for the rebound. Knocked away out of bounds. You had Winter and McGee down there. And again, Adai Mora, 7'3", 240-pounders, sophomore. He gets the inbounds pass against Winter. Hands it off to Clark of the right wing. Gets it to Sebastian Mack. He'll drive it down the lane. Scoops it up. Missed, but a foul. That's what Mack will do. Straight line drives. Klesman called for the foul. His first.
Yeah, but when you look at what and the way Wisconsin's guarded so far, they've been physical. They've been into UCLA. UCLA started that on their end defensively, getting into Wisconsin. What did Wisconsin? They responded. They increased their physicality, knowing that the game is called that way where they can increase the physicality.
Mack with 8 points so far, 74% free throw shooter, and nothing but net with the first free throw. Jack Janicki will come in for Klesman. 10:26 left in the first half, 26-17 Wisconsin. And Sebastian Mack already with 9 points, getting ready for his second free throw. And that is straight through. 8 point lead for the Badgers. Kamari McGee on the weave through the pressure. Gets out of the double team. A pass to Janicki. Front court to the right side. He'll give it up to Winter. Top of the circle. Feeds Amos. Being crowded by Kobe Johnson, who is a terrific defender. Here's Tanjay. Baseline right against Eric Daly. Darting to back. Tanjay backing. Feeds Nolan Winter down the lane. Flipped it up and in with a right hand. Winter from Tanjay, 28-18, Wisconsin.
This is the Wisconsin team we've seen for the majority of the year.
That's right.
Right. I mean, it really is.
10 minutes left in the first half. Clark right of the circle. Hands off to Johnson. Loops a pass top of the circle to Daly. Rotates to Mack of the left wing. Mack matched up with Jack Janicki. Going to Adai Mora at the top. Now it's Clark right of the circle. Clark dribbling off the wing in the lane. Jump stop. Bates flips from 8 feet away. Back rim no good. Rebound. Winter was there. Boxed out Mara. Mara called for the foul over the back. That'll be his first.
I'm going to tell you right now. We've talked about. But Act has come into this game. Defensively, that last possession, he was great. He was great. Forced a very, very tough shot, which then led to the rebound because UCLA missed it. Right now, the minutes that Act has given this Badger team has been fantastic.
Blackwell back in. Tanjay sits down. Here's Kamari McGee in the backcourt. Almost lost his balance. Weaving through traffic. Darts a pass to Winter in the front court. Now here's Amos. Open three. Left of the circle. It's spun out. No good. Bilodeau the rebound for UCLA. 9:20 left in the half. 28-18 Wisconsin. Sebastian Mack right of the lane. Mack barreling in. Muscles it up over Janicki and he'll score it. And he had a little something to say. Did Mack? 28-20, Wisconsin, 9:07 left in the half. Xavier Amos throwing to Janicki on the right wing. Mack defending. Janicki will bring it out high. Throws to Winter left of the circle. Winter with a pass for Amos. Refeeds Winter. Rotates McGee left side. Kamari. Bounce pass intended for Winter, and it's stolen away by Eric Daly. Turnover, Wisconsin. UCLA gets 8 steals a game on average. Daly drives the lane to the rim. Knocked away by Amos. He comes up with it, taps to Janicki, and another terrific play by Xavier Amos. Here's Janicki throwing to Amos left of the circle. A pass for McGee on the left side. 8:30 left in the half. Badgers up 28-20. Blackwell off the right wing. Whistle, offensive foul. Blackwell with that free arm pushing off. An easy call there. That's the first on John Blackwell. Carter Gilmore will come in for Xavier Amos. Crowell replacing Winter.
Now, it was an offensive foul, yes. Good. It was. That being said, there's a lot of contact prior to that.
Yep.
And that's why John needed to. We've seen John extend a lot. Mm-hmm. That wasn't that big of an extension. There was contact before that.
Sebastian Mack dribbles off the left wing in the lane, up right hand, back rim, tipped away, no good. The rebound at Gilmore for Wisconsin. Here comes McGee jogging at left sideline of the front court. Now drives off the wing to the rim, layup, no, but a foul. Boy, a burst off the left wing from Kamari McGee, and he'll go to the free throw line. The foul is on Kobe Johnson.
That layup is all because of John Blackwell. John Blackwell runs the lane extremely hard. He sees Kamari's on the wing. John then circles all the way to the opposite corner, which then drags that defender with him because he's going corner. And it was the wide open lane, all because John decided he was going to run, realized he needed to get out because Kamari had the advantage. I'm watching John the entire time with his eyes. He realized Kamari has that quickness to get there. He gets out, and it's wide open.
McGee hits the first free throw. Dylan Andrews checks back in for Sebastian Mack. With 12 points in this first half, John Tanjay has 13 apace Wisconsin. Second free throw for McGee is good. Kamari hits them both. 30-20 Wisconsin with 8:05 left in the half. Dylan Andrews will walk it across half court for UCLA. Jack Janicki defending, a feed to Tyler Bilodeau, top of the circle. Bilodeau, a couple of dribbles to his left, hands off to Clark. He's with McGee. Clark, left wing. Kills the dribble, gives it up to Bilodeau, left of the circle. Bilodeau against Stephen Crowell, left of the lane, now starting to back, turns, fades, fires, mid-post left, in and out, no good. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. And here comes John Blackwell to the front court. Fans out to the left side. Feeds Carter Gilmore, top of the circle. Throws it back to Blackwell, high on the left, around a Gilmore screen. Feeding Crowell, tosses to Janicki. Janicki dribbles top of the arc. Now to Gilmore, deep three, left side. That's an air ball. Blackwell trying to save, but ran out of room. It goes out of bounds to UCLA as we'll have the under eight media timeout. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. We'll step away. 7:24 left in the first half. Wisconsin 30, UCLA 20. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us, U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 7:24 left in the first half. Wisconsin 30, UCLA 20. The Badgers are 10 of 16 for the field and 7 of 10 from the three-point line.
Now, 70% from three is going to happen the rest of the game. So what I look at more than anything, I've been so impressed with the defensive end.
Yes.
I think that, to me, they've locked down. They've, you know, handled their assignments one-on-one. They've guarded as five. They've done all of that, and they've secured the rebound. Yeah, I understand, you know, when you look at offensive rebounds, UCLA was 6 of them, but it hasn't been like they've got crushed as far as second chance points go.
And Xavier Amos has really given this team.
He did give a great shot in the arm. There's no question.
He's out right now. The Badgers have Crowell, Tanjay, Gilmore, Blackwell, and Klesman. Kobe Johnson, Sky Clark, Tyler Bilodeau, Dylan Andrews, Eric Daly, the five of the floor for UCLA.
It was X's physicality.
Yes.
Which we really haven't seen a whole lot this year.
Daly hands off to Clark at the top of the circle. Blackwell defending, a throw to Andrews. He's with Klesman high on the left. Bilodeau sets the screen. Andrews whips to Daly. Snaps off a three left side. Back iron no good. Klesman the rebound for Wisconsin. One and out for UCLA. As Klesman to the front court. Darts a pass to Crowell. Rotates Tanjay. Tanjay on the left wing. Throws it into Crowell. Left of the lane. Crowell against Tyler Bilodeau. Stevie backing. Left block. The double from Daly. Darts it out to Tanjay. Feeds Gilmore. Rotates Blackwell. Now to Max. Snaps off a three. Right corner. Book it.
That was going to be good. Why? Because that thing was a thing of beauty with the ball movement. I mean, that touched everybody's hands on the court.
33-20 Wisconsin. And a timeout taken by UCLA. With 6 minutes and 36 seconds left in the first half and a 30-second timeout taken by the Bruins as the Badgers now lead 33-20.
Matt, that last possession, clip it, show it to every kid in the state of Wisconsin as far as this is what team basketball looks like. Big Steve with the ball in the post. He passes it out. One pass, two pass, three pass, wide open corner. The ball moves faster when you're passing it than with the dribble. That ball did not hit the floor that entire possession. Big Steve dribbles it down. Boom. Kick it out. Swing that thing all the way to the deep corner. And that's the way. There's energy in the ball. I know I sound weird. Trust me. If you've listened, you know I'm weird. But there's energy in the ball. And when you move it like that, that thing is attracted to that rim. And you're going to hear the snap of the net.
It was a thing of beauty. It really was. And Plesman splashing that triple for his first points of the game. Sebastian Mack back in there for UCLA. He has 12 points in his first half. He has been the one spark the Bruins have had so far.
I mean, plays like that are what gets me excited.
Oh, cause, yeah.
Because it shows
I can tell.
As a unit, they're attached. Like they're playing together on everything.
Here's Kobe Johnson, left of the circle, dribbles to the free throw line, feeds Daly. Looking to go inside, does to Bilodeau. He'll catch baseline left, starting to back on Tanjay. Darts it out. Kobe Johnson tries a three, hits a three from the top. Kobe Johnson with a triple. 33-23, Wisconsin. Klesman gets by Mack. Long pass Tanjay. Fakes the three, drives off the left wing. Jump stop in the paint. Gets out of the double team. Now Blackwell for three, right of the circle. It's off the rim, no good. Kobe Johnson the rebound for UCLA. 6 minutes left of the half, 10-point lead, Wisconsin. Sebastian Mack steps into a three right side, bangs off the rim, no good. It'll go out of bounds to Wisconsin. Badgers dodged one there as Mack was wide open.
They did dodge one, but there could have been an offensive foul there when you look at what Daly did. As Wisconsin was trying to get out, it looked like there was a little bit of a hook there.
5:50 left in the first half, 33-23, Wisconsin. Blackwell to the front court against Sky Clark. High on the right, left-hand toss to Crow. Crowell left of the circle, boy, getting bumped around. Gives off to Carter Gilmore. Now Blackwell behind the back. Brings it back out right wing. Feeds Gilmore, turns to Crowell. Now to Tanjay on the left side. Tanjay into Crowell, out to Gilly. Open three, left of the circle. No good. He cannot find the range in recent games. UCLA the rebound. Here's Kobe Johnson outside left. Goes into Eric Daly. Snaps it away from Gilmore. Daly just under the three-point line. Left of the lane as he backs it. Oh, he ran into Gilmore. Offensive foul is called on Eric Daly. And that was a pretty good shot to the chest that Carter Gilmore took. And Daly gets his second foul, the team's sixth.
And Gilly just slow motion fell down on that. And I think that's why he got the charge, because it was slow motion. And it was a charge. I mean, it was
strong
call. To the chest.
Yep.
But we haven't seen that called a whole lot. We haven't seen that called a whole lot. So because of that, the slow motion forced that. Now they're making X change his undershirt.
I think everything is squared away.
But he's got tape on the shoulder.
Yeah,
that's what they're saying.
Yep,
that's why I'm wearing the shirt.
Yeah. And everything is squared away. Even Greg Garber's going, what's the deal here? 5:12 left in the first half, 33-23 Wisconsin. Amos throwing to Klesman outside left. Max off the left wing, in the lane, out to Crow. Open three, right of the circle, got it. Steven Crow with a triple. And it's 36-23 Wisconsin with 4:55 left in the half. The Badgers are 9 of 14 from long range. Kobe Johnson feeds a Daimara back of the floor for UCLA. Now Mack, he'll try a three left of the circle. Back rim no good. Mara the offensive rebound. Mid post left, back to the basket, feeds Bilodeau left corner. He'll try a three. No good. Rebound Tanjay for the Badgers. Wisconsin up 13 with 4.5 minutes left in the first half. Tanjay outside left, throws to X, snaps off for three. Yes, sir. Xavier Amos with six. 39-23 Wisconsin. 4:20 left in the first half. Here's Clark off the Mara screen. Feeds Mack left of the lane. Up top to Clark. Loops it to Mara. Mid post right. And a reach in foul called on Steven Crowell. That'll be his first of the team's fifth.
I said it early about X, but he's engaged. Defensively, he's engaged. Like that to me is why he's making shots. Is he's brought the intensity on the defensive end. And when you're that dialed in, it translates to the other end.
Dylan Andrews, baseline right, will inbound. Andrews throws it out to Clark, picked up by Kamari McGee. Now Mara backing on Crowd. Right block, turns baseline up and in with the right hand. First points for Adai Mara, 39-25 Wisconsin. 4 minutes left in the first half. Klesmet front court being crowded by Dylan Andrews. Klesmet with a throw to Crowell, left of the circle. Darts to McGee, left corner, dribbles to the wing. Kicks it to Amos. Here comes X, right lane line, knocked away from Amos, and it went off of X and over the glass. A turnover for the Badgers, and we have the under four media timeout. Fans, don't miss your chance to preview the 2025 Badger football season and meet the team at the Wisconsin Football Spring Showcase presented by UW Credit Union. It's set for Saturday, April 19th at Camp Randall Stadium. For all your ticket info, visit uwbadgers.com. 3:47 left in the first half. Wisconsin 39, UCLA 25. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. The Badgers are rather warm from the three-point line. 10 of 15 from distance in this first half. 3:47 remaining in the first half. Wisconsin 39, UCLA 25.
UCLA is a team that guards. You know, they're going to give you open looks because they're going to take care of the paint. But they still do a pretty good job of closing out the shooters. You know, they only allow 33% from three. But talking with Coach Randall this morning, one of the things that he mentioned was we're going to get good looks based on the way UCLA wants to guard. Well, I would say they're having good looks, too. It's not just that they're 10 of 15. The looks that they're making, a lot of them are wide open. The both of X's threes, wide open. Now, John Tanjay hit one from, you know, the Indianapolis, you know, the Motor
Speedway, yes.
Right? Like, he hit one from there. Okay, you'll give that one. But a lot of them have been good looks. Badgers. And I've learned left turns, not right turns.
Yeah, right turns
are
bad,
not good. Yeah, bad. Left turns, yeah, good. So
don't want a right turn.
I was really watching some film last night on the Indy 500 so I could get that down and do that correctly today.
Well, that's you. You're very diligent.
I like to think so.
It's a lot better on your car if you turn left there as opposed to right. Badgers guilty of their fourth turnover before that media timeout.
There's a wall if you turn right. I just had to watch more film.
Yeah, you and the wall. You're the visiting team. Here's Dylan Andrews throwing to Adai Mara, left of the circle. Mara holds it off his hip, beats Clark. Clark shuffling left of the lane. He'll flip to Kobe Johnson. He'll step back, took a look at a long two, instead throws to Dylan Andrews. Back to Johnson between the arcs. Sends it to Clark left wing, eight of the shot clock. Sky Clark baseline left, backing on McGee. Now it's Mara with a shot fake, five to shoot. Mara with a dig from McGee, helping out Crowell, tapped it out of bounds. UCLA keeps it 3.7 to shoot.
We have a great angle right now. Anytime that UCLA brings a ball anywhere, there are red jerseys, I mean, all over the place.
Dylan Andrews gets it to Mara. Back to Andrews. Left side fade away is short. Mara, the rebound back up. No good. Puts it back up and in. Daimara using that 7-3 frame, and that helped him out in a big way. 39-27 Wisconsin. 3:07 left in the first half. Jack Janicki, front court on the right side. Kills the dribble, throws to Crowell, left of the wheel. Stevie, a pass for Xavier Amos, gets it to Janicki, quick pass Crowell, left of the circle. Crowell against a Daimara, bounces to McGee. Baseline left, hooks to Crowell, three in the air, left side, good again. Steven Crowell, another triple. 42-27, Wisconsin, 2:42 left in the half. Dylan Andrews on the right side, Janicki defending, Crowell hedging, a throw to Mara, right of the key, flips it to Kobe Johnson, left corner, three on the way, off the rim, no, tipped Mara, gathered by Janicki.
X was right in the lap of Mara there.
Here comes X, throwing to Kamari, left corner, three, got it!
You knew it was going in.
Another corner three from Kamari McGee.
You just knew it was going. The ball has energy.
45-27 Wisconsin with 2:10 left in the first half. Sky Clark high screen from Mara. A throw to Mara top of the circle. Daimara loops it into Clark low in the left, and he'll finish. Big to the small for the bucket. 45-29 Wisconsin. Minute 55 left of the break. Hitting the brakes is McGee, throwing to Crowell. Feeds Janicki on the left wing. Eric Daly defending. Jack with a pass for Xavier Amos between the circles. Amos pass deflected, but Tanjay is there against Kobe Johnson. Good matchup here. Tanjay out the crowd, nine to shoot. In the left corner is McGee, and he got fouled trying to get out of the corner to the wing. Got hip checked. And the foul is called. It. I think it's Mara who got him.
I think, yeah, absolutely.
It'll be the second on a dime Mara. And Mick Cronin, none too pleased at that call. That is team foul number seven, so a 1-1 coming up. Badgers subbing. They got Klesman in there, Gilmore, Winsor, and Kamari McGee, as well as Tanjay. McGee is at the line for a 1-1.
Badgers have taken six shots that have not been from three.
Yeah.
But I guess when you're shooting 12 of 17, that's not a bad thing.
No, not bad at all. Front end of the 1-1 is good for Kamari McGee. 12 of 17 from three. I mean, three out of six from two is okay.
Absolutely.
Second free throw for McGee. Left it short. Mara the rebound. 46-29 Wisconsin. A minute 35 left in the half. Dylan Andrews right side front court against Max Klesman. Now picked up by Tanjay. Andrews whips it to Sebastian Mack, rotates Kobe Johnson left wing. Back out to Mack, finds Andrews high on the right, loops to Mara. He's with Nolan Winsor. Daimara on the right wing, starting to back, eight to shoot. Mara back and turns baseline, got fouled by Nolan Winsor. That'll be team foul number six, and the first personal on Winsor with a minute 16 left in the half.
And if I recall correctly, the last game in UCLA, Wisconsin had 10 made threes in that first half as well.
Yeah, and ended up with 15 out of 30. Yeah,
so, correct. Yep. So, I mean, even though, like, and I know, but the, yep, UCLA's going to give you shots, but this reminds me a lot of that first half. Finish this 1:16 correct.
Dylan Andrews baseline right. Nobody available. They'll have to burn their second timeout of the half with a minute 16 left in it. 46-29, Wisconsin leading UCLA as Cronin will send Trent Perry into the game, 6'4 freshman. Donald's All-American out of West Covina, California.
I have a hard time remembering things, so I just wanted to double-check that. But I'm like, to me, this is a very similar to that game in January. Now, it's a little bit bigger of a lead
bigger
Wisconsin
lead.
Has
yes.
right now. But it came down to that flagrant foul that changed it. You've lived that once. It was a weird play, weird call that goes against Wisconsin. That being said, dial in and finish this 1:16 the right way. Defensively, they've been loaded in. There has been red jerseys every single time there has been a drive. There's been a couple small breakdowns, but overall, defensively, really good performance. I know everyone's going to talk about the three-point line right now as they've made, you know, so many of them, but I just, like, defensively is where I'm impressed.
William Kyle, the 6'9 junior in the lineup for UCLA, he had that big block on John Blackwell late in the first game. Trent Perry, baseline right, will inbound. Looking, throws to Clark. Clark dribbles off the right wing in the lane, whips to Kobe Johnson, left wing. Johnson in the paint. Pirouettes into Kyle, low on the left. Turns right shoulder, up, missed, but he was fouled. And Kyle will go to the free throw line as Nolan Winsor has picked up two fouls in short order. 107 left in the half, 46-29 Wisconsin. And William Kyle, who is just 11 of 30 this season at the free throw line. Bellevue, Nebraska, 6'9 junior. First free throw is on the way, and it is off the rim and out, no good. As Crowell will come in for Winter. By the way, Mara on the bench. He had picked up that second foul a moment ago. The lead still at 17 for Wisconsin. Kyle missing the first free throw. And the second is off the rim, no good. Rebound, John Tanjay. Here's Tanjay up the floor for the Badgers. Throwing to Crowell, high on the right. Back to Tanjay as Clark defends. Now Carter Gilmore high on the left. Bounces to Blackwell, left side against Matt. 15 to shoot. Crowell outside right. Darts a pass to Gilmore. UCLA aggressive defensively. Shot clock at 7. Here's Max for 3 right of the circle. That's short. Rebound. Blackwell low on the right. And he gets the putback. Boy, that shot from Klesmit just grazed the front iron. And Blackwell was there for the easy money putback. 19-point lead, Wisconsin. 30 seconds left to the half. Clark a 3. Rims out, no good. Tanjay the rebound. They can take the final shot of the half. 20 seconds left of the half, 48-29 Wisconsin. As John Blackwell sets the floor, down to 13 seconds left in the half, 1-4 flat. Blackwell standing dribble at the center circle. Mack defending, 7 seconds left. Here's Blackwell, steps up, 3 on the way, short, no good. Perry the rebound with 2, with 1, half court heave. Over the glass, and the first half has come to an end. And what a first half it was for the Wisconsin Badgers.
They've done everything right. Offensively, they're making shots. Defensively, they're locked in, and what they're doing right now, again, they're in a great spot. They've been in a great spot against Oregon. Like, there's times. Now you just go in, you regroup, you listen to what, you know, the small adjustments that have to happen. But there's not a lot of adjustments, Matt, that need to happen right now. They just need to come out with the intensity and start that second half.
We are at halftime in Indianapolis, this Big Ten quarterfinal matchup. Wisconsin 48, UCLA 29. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on air.
The Badgers 16 of 26 from the floor, 12 of 19 from the arc. Halftime at Indianapolis, Wisconsin 48, UCLA 29. John Tanjay with 13 points, Stephen Crowell with 10, Sebastian Mack with 12 to lead the way for the Bruins. At the break, Badgers 48, Bruins 29. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Hey, Badger fans. Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. CrawfordForWI.com.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time now for our halftime conversation. Butchie, we've talked a fair amount through the years about the tournament, and if you're playing two, three, four games in as many days. Take us through that, the process of just staying as fresh as you possibly can. Now, in your case, it was a max of three. That was it. But that's still three games, 3 days. How do you go about keeping the legs as fresh as you possibly can?
It starts with the mental approach, I think. And for the guys, they know it. They've been through it. I think Snides has done a fantastic job of making sure that they're right. They've had tough stretches. I think that's also why the beginning of the season, doing the tournaments that they do, some of them are back-to-back, some of them there's a day in between, but it's the mentality of they've already been through this a little bit. They've been through a tournament play, not as big and not the stage isn't as bright, but it gives you an example of kind of what to go through. And then, you know, you're getting up to your hotel room after the game. You're watching the other games on TV. So mentally you're in that tournament mode. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it is just knowing, okay, I've iced. I've done what? Now it's all between the ears. Yeah. It's all between the ears. You get ready, get yourself ready. And when you wake up the next morning, you're ready to play. That's one of the advantages these guys have right now as far as playing the morning slots.
Yeah, those afternoon games are better than sitting around all day waiting for the 10:30 tip Eastern time. We'll take a break. More of our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We continue with our halftime conversation. Butchie, we've talked a lot about what is there to gain in terms of seed line location and all of the in-the-weeds components of these tournaments. The walk from the hotel to the arena, there's a lot of fans that they've had this on the calendar for a long time. This is a big deal for fans across the Big Ten.
Yeah, because they know when it is. Yeah. You don't know where your team's going to be in March as far as March Madness, but you know where the Big Ten tournament is, and it's a great environment. The Big Ten does a fantastic job of doing it. I've got a couple of people that I know that every year this is circled. They come down, they're a part of it, whether Wisconsin, wins, loses, it doesn't matter. They're there all the way until Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what this conference has done a great job of creating, a great site. Now, I think Indianapolis helps because this is a great city for it. Mm-hmm. But even Chicago, and it's, obviously it'll be in Chicago next year, Indianapolis the year following, and then Las Vegas. I don't know about Las Vegas. I don't, got a funny feeling a lot of people will travel to that one too. But the support, as a player, I always loved how much support we had when Badger fans came down because they traveled well, they supported us, and it really did give us a boost in a lot of these games.
I'll just go out on a limb and say Billy Schmidt has already made reservations for Vegas in the Big Ten tournament in a few years. That is our halftime conversation. We'll take a look at some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
It's Truck Month with the Ford crew.
Sam, do you know what these trucks have in common?
They're all Ford trucks.
And
they're built Ford tough.
Also true, but specifically they're Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years.
48 years? We should celebrate a month-long event.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry reported total sales.
Let's check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming as Wisconsin leads UCLA at the half 48-29. The Badgers 16 of 26 from the field, 12 of 19 from three, 4 of 5 from the three-point line. Points per possession for Wisconsin, 1.6. For those unfamiliar with that stat, that's really good.
Yes.
UCLA 11 of 34 from the field, 32%, 4 of 14 from deep, 3 of 6 from the foul line. UCLA a plus 4 on the glass. Second chance points, 6-2 in favor of UCLA. Points off turnovers, 8-2 in favor of Wisconsin. 16 buckets, 12 assists for Wisconsin, just 4 turnovers, 7 dimes and 3 turnovers for UCLA. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the half, Wisconsin 48, UCLA 29. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
We get ready for the second half of this Big Ten tournament quarterfinal game. Wisconsin 48, UCLA 29. Obvious, you know, the Badgers have been ridiculously hot. But Brian, you've mentioned this throughout the first half. The defensive work, UCLA just 32% for the field, 4-14 for three. You figure they're going to go all out here, and then particularly to start this half, try to get back into the game. But the defensive work has been really good for the Badgers.
I mean, that's been the difference maker. Yes, we'll talk threes, 12 threes. That's what everyone around the building's talking about. But to me, with the basketball eyes, look at it and say, defensively, what you've done, you've played, you've plugged gaps, you've played together as five. And I really thought, and it's crazy how this game works, but X comes into the game, brings physicality, which, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but it's not like he's known for the physicality. We have enough data, right?
Yeah.
And but man, did he bring the physicality. And when you see a player do that, that doesn't necessarily always do that, you look at, all right, I got to go. I got to match that.
Well, they always say, you hear it a lot of basketball too, Brian, if you're struggling offensively, sooner or later it affects you at the other end. Conversely, when you're red hot like this, a better effect on the other end of the floor too, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, it was the start. The way that they shot the ball to start, you had John Tonji drill a three, you had John Blackwell drill a three, you had John make a three and get fouled and start talking to Mac a little bit. And that gets the juices going. Everyone knows they got to be dialed in.
We get ready for the second half. The Badgers will have the first possession. We'll move to our left. Trent Perry will start the second half for UCLA. William Kyle as well. So Mick Cronin mixing some things up as the Badgers have the basketball. Second half underway as Wisconsin moves to our left. John Blackwell. Throwing to Steven Crow, top of the circle, feeds Nolan Winter. He'll toss to Tanjay on the left side, picked up by Perry. A pass for Crow inside to Nolan Winter, and he got tied up. He had Sky Clark in there. You had William Kyle in there. Foul called. It's on Sky Clark, and that'll be his second, first of the half on UCLA. Blackwell baseline left to inbound. Looking, and they get it into Winter. Bobbles it. It's loose. A scramble inside, and UCLA will come up with it. Trent Perry does. Turnover, Wisconsin. Bruins moving to our right. Here's Sebastian Mack barreling down the lane. Flipped it up over Crown. Miss, but a foul on Stevie inside. That's going to be his second. So quick fouls both sides in the opening 25 seconds of the second half.
And with this starting five for UCLA right now, it looks like Mick Cronin is just trying to get guys that are going to play hard.
Yep.
I mean, it really does. It's that simple right now. So if you're Wisconsin, match the energy.
Well, you figure Sebastian Mack's going to be doing a lot of driving here in the second half. He hits the first free throw. 48-30, Wisconsin. We're 25 seconds into the second half. Mack had 12 points in the first half, and he misses the second free throw. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and it'll say last touch by Wisconsin. Kobe Johnson kept it alive and then tapped it off, I guess, of Nolan Winter. Okay. He sure did.
Absolutely good. Great play. Call.
Sky Clark, baseline left, inbounds to Mack, left corner three is well short. Rebound, Nolan Winter, and then Kobe Johnson.
I'm going to review this.
Kobe Johnson reached in on Nolan Winter, and there, as Butchie said, they're going to take a look at this on the monitor as Mick Cronin with his
there's a foul.
Head in his hands.
Yeah, I mean, there's a foul there. And now, because of that, we're going to review this. And this is where I do get a little frustrated.
I mean,
he hit his shoulder. There's nothing there. This shouldn't be reviewed. During live play, you could tell it was a shoulder.
Well, he's on top of him, too. So, I mean, Winter has already secured the rebound.
Can the replay be over? Like, let's go.
Yeah, this should take, like, about two more seconds. Two, one.
Should be done. Yeah. No, it won't be, but it should be.
Yeah, Nolan with that elbow
got the
in the upper arm.
And
Kobe Johnson was draped on him too. Very good defensive player. He was All Pac-12 last year, defensive team, the All Defensive Team of the Big Ten this year. Of course, the younger brother of Jalen.
And I know they've got to go through the protocol of having all the officials look at it. But that's like he hit the shoulder live. There's nothing to review.
Joe Kravitoff looking across.
But Joe's looking at it the same way I'm looking at it. Like,
looking across at Terry Weimer over to our right. So, come on, man.
But he's not wrong.
No, he's not.
Like, and I don't mean that, like, I mean.
Terry is the oversees the officials. Great guy. Was a really good official in his day.
Very good.
Yep. So the conference continues, and I think they're going to say, let's play basketball. Wow. So they get a dead ball technical there on Nolan Winter. Okay. Greg Gard wants an explanation. We're 30 seconds of game time into the second half. We're actually about 3 minutes into it. So here we go. It's 48-30, Wisconsin.
And now watch the game. Because of this, the game's now going to be called tighter, and we're going to have, like,
So Nolan Winter with the dead ball technical. That's important because he has three fouls, and Trent Perry will be shooting the technicals. The foul on Kobe Johnson, by the way, is his second. As Perry hits the first free throw for his first point of the game. Doesn't get to the line often, but he's good when he does. He's 38 of 45 now this season. 48-31, Wisconsin. Second free throw for Perry is good. So the first 3 points of the second half belong to UCLA, all at the foul line.
And now you have to handle it, right? Like, I mean, Jim, now play. It's UCLA ball as well. So you look at all of that, and Nolan Winter's out of the game, and now you got a guard.
Carter Gilmore is in. Perry, baseline left, gets it inbounds to Kobe Johnson. Sizes up Carter Gilmore. Whips a pass to Perry, right of the lane. Takes it above the three-point line. Gives it up to Sky Clark. Clark against Blackwell. A screen from Kyle. Clark, right of the key. Stops. Throws it back out to Mack to the line. In the lane, throws it up. Got fouled. And Sebastian Mack will go to the free throw line. And this is the recipe to get back into the game if you're UCLA. If you're not hitting your shots, just keep driving it and get to the foul line. And that's what Sebastian Mack will do. Mack in this game is 3 of 4 at the line. We're still in the opening minute of the second half.
Well, that's the thing. I think there's been, you look at this, it's 45 seconds that has gone, you know, 44 seconds that have gone off.
Mm-hmm. First free throw is good for Mack. 48-33 Wisconsin. Second free throw for Mack, who has 14 points in the game. They get 15. So UCLA chopping away at that deficit at the free throw line. Inbounds pass to Klesman, picked up backcourt by Perry. 48-34 Wisconsin. Where's Perry the, really into yeah, Max I mean, right now, yeah, and there's the foul. Boy, he was really riding him, Trent Perry was. This might take most of the rest of your Friday
afternoon. That's going to. And as soon as the review happened, it was going to happen.
Yep. 52 seconds gone by second half. 48-34 Wisconsin. Tanjay sideline right front court will inbound. Tanjay looking, loops it to Crowell against Kyle. Crowell backing right of the lane, still backing, right block, turns up, missed badly. Kobe Johnson the rebound for UCLA ahead to Sky Clark. Clark pushing left of the lane, goes to the goal, layup, no good. Rebound William Kyle, slam dunk, it counts, and a foul. And here comes UCLA. It is pulled to within 12.
And you knew they were going to come. And with the five that was out there, their main thing you could tell was it's about energy, energy, energy. So far, they've created their 7 points off of energy.
And that's third foul on Stephen Crowell. So William Kyle, 0 for 2 at the foul line, unorthodox technique. He shoots it from the chest, and he will miss this. Tanjay the rebound, 48-36 Wisconsin. UCLA with the first 7 points of the second half. Here's Tanjay outside right. Crowell the high screen to throw to Gilmore between the circles. He'll leave it for Klesman. Max outside left against Johnson. Max off the left wing. Darts to Blackwell against Sebastian Mack. He gets fouled by Mack. That's two on Sebastian Mack.
We might be in the bonus at the under 12.
You might be right.
There's already four fouls both ways.
Might be in the bonus for the under 16.
Absolutely. And that being said, they're fouls right now. There is.
Amos in, Crowell out. Inbounds pass to Gilmore against Kobe Johnson. Above the three-point line right side. Now Amos between the arcs. X had 6 first-half points. Angles a pass to Klesman. He'll catch right of the lane. Backing on Perry. Right block. One pump. Pivots up. Blocked by Kyle. Amos is there. Back to Blackwell for 3. Got it! Count it! And a foul! Oh, big-time 4-point opportunity here for the Badgers. As Blackwell knocks down a triple on the second chance.
And where did that second chance come from?
Our guy.
It's been a day for X. I mean, just an effort play. Small plays matter when you know your role and you just come in and do it.
Free throw around the rim and in for Blackwell. The foul is on Kobe Johnson. 52-36 Wisconsin, a minute 50 gone by second half. Clark with a handoff to Perry. Quick pass Sebastian Mack. Mack against Gilmore, right of the lane. Stops, goes up left hand, good off the glass. Mack makes it a 14-point lead for Wisconsin. 52-38, 2:06 gone second half. Amos driving on Kyle, right of the lane. Inside feed, Klesman out to Gilmore, feeds Blackwell. Step back, left corner, can't get loose. Pass bobbled, gathered by Gilmore. 12 to shoot, Amos out hot. Whips to Klesman. Sizes up Kyle. Klesman, right wing, jab step, 3 on the way. Missed it way too long. The rebound goes off of Perry. And I thought it was off of UCLA.
UCLA, but what they were talking about there, Matt, was did it go off the rim at all?
I don't think so. Nope.
I don't think it clipped any part of the rim. So you got 4.2 on the clock.
Kobe Johnson out. Eric Daly in. 2.5 minutes into the second half. 52-38. Wisconsin leads UCLA. Blackwell baseline left. Inbounds to Gilmore. He couldn't handle it. Left corner. It's off his hand and out of bounds. Turnover number 7 for the Badgers. 17-31 remaining. 52-38 Wisconsin. Here's Sky Clark up the floor. He'll leave it for Sebastian Mack as Klesman will dig in defensively. Mack left sideline in front of the UCLA bench. He'll throw to Perry right of the circle. He'll try a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound battled for. It's knocked out of bounds. First Amos, then Daly. And there's Xavier Amos again making a play. It'll be Wisconsin ball.
Now, he should have boxed out so he didn't have to make a play, but he made a play.
Inbounds pass to Blackwell. Picked up backcourt by Mack. Blackwell breaks the midstripe on the right side. 14-point lead, Wisconsin. Not quite 3 minutes gone, second half. Blackwell right wing, whistle, blocking foul called on Mack. Either or, Cronin looking for the offensive foul, didn't get it. And that's big. That's three fouls on Sebastian Mack.
Make sure if you had dinner reservations to cancel those. Now, they said cylinder. So even though John pushed off there, the call initially there was cylinder. So after there was an offensive foul, prior to that, there was cylinder. That's why the foul was. And I actually think it's was the correct call based on the cylinder call.
McGee in for Klesman. Winter in for Gilmore. Inbounds pass Amos. Throws it back to Tanjay. John between the arcs. 3 minutes gone, second half. Tanjay right of the lane. Fades, flips, hits. John Tanjay with 15. 54-38 Wisconsin, 16-50 remaining. Sky Clark to the front court for UCLA. Angles off to the left side against Kamari McGee. Clark backing, left of the lane, still backing, throws it out to Mack to the free throw line. In the lane, floater, right hand, too hard, no good. Winter the rebound for Wisconsin. Outlet to Blackwell, right sideline, front court comes the sophomore. He'll give it up to Winter, left of the circle. Quick toss, McGee, left wing. Flips to Xavier Amos. He'll send to Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay, he'll snap off a three. Book it! John Tanjay with his fifth triple of the day. Have mercy.
I don't even know the ball was in his hand when he shot it.
57-38 Wisconsin. About 4 minutes gone,